deep in the afterlight. Watch you watching the colors rise. Summer twilight, skies on fire. Never wishing I was somewhere else. Held on to you like Loctite.
Hello. Hello, everyone. And welcome to the Unglossed. It's another super unglossed cast. In Jill's last week of 50 million classes, she's only going to have like 25 million after that. Do you think it's going to be easier?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be so much easier. Life is going to feel like, what am I going to do with all this time? Oh, yeah. Podcast.
Woo-hoo. Oh, that's right. Not grad school. Podcast. Anyway. We're getting back there, people. But we are coming
in there with us.
For real. We're coming to you again from the morning time on the East Coast.
Yep.
Jill bright and early. Jill just dropped her little one off at daycare. And I have to go to work and do important things today. Oh, I wish I could talk more freely sometimes about it. But anyway, that would not be as appropriate. No. Let's just say that I am in, it's great because it's a fun area to be in, and it's beauty, which is never a thing I would have ever imagined myself actually working in. Mm-hmm. Though I have started being better with skincare, and I've added, like brow stuff to my makeup routine.
Oh, so fancy.
I know, of mascara and blush. But it's so funny because I am definitely one of the older people, aside from like the CEO and then some of the vice presidents.
Oh, God.
So, that's always fun when you're like, oh, cool, my contemporaries are all in charge of this, and everyone who's around me who is like a peer is, I could almost be some of their moms. I would have been young, but like, I feel old, and I don't. Anyway, there's discussions of Instagram, and I do not understand all this. Like, I obviously understand Instagram, and I try with our social media. Someday it'll get better, possibly, but it's interesting that there are actual positions at the company for people who manage the influencers. And know
manage
all about
the influencers?
Yeah. Who like know all about these people's, at least online social media life, and what they're doing and how they put, and I've listened to them talk, and I'm just like, oh my God, I don't even know what to say.
Like, what are they discussing?
I mean, just, I think like the trips that they're taking and how many followers they're getting and how they're getting those followers, and
man, it's so bizarre.
There's a lot of talk about, I mean, there's talk about that stuff, which I get is a little more strategic, but there's also a lot of discussion about, did you see the way that it looked in this Instagram story? And it's just, I don't know. I mean, Jill and I were actually, there's an article, essay, I don't know what you want to call it, New York Magazine. Essay,
yeah.
What's the name of the influencer / teacher, art historian?
Art historian, Caroline Calloway? Is that her name?
I think so. I knew the Caroline part, but I heard of her very briefly because another publication, I think it was Jezebel, had done an article on the $165 creativity workshop.
Yes, that's what I heard her from.
Which I was like, okay, I get it. But it ended up being that they were basically a scam. I mean,
yeah,
we'll link to the article. It's a whole world I don't understand. But the article that it, the essay that's in New York Magazine about this girl, I mean, they have to be under, they're still in their 20s, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I just feel old. I've crossed over. I was reading it and I'm like, what is happening? Her friend wrote the essay. There were some people who were like, you're so brave, to the girl who it was about, who was the influencer scamming people. People who were in the camp of the friend who felt she had been taken advantage of and was sort of less than. And it's interesting because it really does kind of, I think, highlight the idea of like friendship.
Mm.
And I don't think anybody should stay in any kind of friendships that are that messy or toxic and not good for you. But it's also not that it makes it okay, but it's also not unusual for that to happen, especially in your 20s.
Yeah.
Your teens and your 20s, to just have that friend, you know, if you're the person who's like, I'm studious, I'm industrious, and then this person just, though, it seems like all the doors open for them. I mean, the biggest takeaway was the one girl needs some really serious, like, mental health help, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Like, all the bottles of Adderall and...
Yeah, she sounded like she had a pretty rough addiction and some other stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the other young woman talks about the fact that, I mean, basically, whether initially she consented to the interaction with the man she went on the date with or not, that she was assaulted. And I was like, well, those two things aren't great.
Yeah.
And, but there was other stuff too, where then like the one got locked out of a hotel or the Airbnb in Amsterdam. And I was like, I mean, I understand your friend had her phone off. I have my phone off. If somebody tried to call me in the middle of the night, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, and she said in the article, she was like, gonna go hang out with that bartender.
Yeah, so like, it's interesting to me because I don't know. It was making me think about what we're... I guess any kind of creative endeavor somebody's trying to do, but especially when you're expressing about, like, very directly about your life.
Yeah.
I guess it's probably always a little self-indulgent, but where is it self-indulgent? Where does it, you know, does it lack perspective at times and wisdom, or is it overblown for dramatics and you're kind of just, I don't know. I really hope we're not doing that with this podcast.
Hers is interesting. So was the story that she wrote on Instagram, like her captions, were they not real?
I think they were partially real. Like she might have been in the places,
mm-hmm.
but then her friend did the writing. And it's interesting because some, you know, the mention of Instagram as a medium for sort of memoir kind of journal, but her friend was like, oh, well, the captions I wrote, I just could add to my portfolio. And I don't know if you want that to be like your primary sort of work that you're going to show to people, unless you're going to focus solely on social media.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting and odd, and like, especially if you're passing Instagram off as memoir, but like, I don't know if it's all truthful, but like by putting it on Instagram, it feels like you're saying this is the truth. And like,
yeah,
the lines are so blurred. It was like pretty bizarre.
I guess part of what it is, and I think probably a lot of memoir, a lot of things that people share from personal experience, you know, personal essays, you're remembering it from your perspective. I'm sure there's some embellishment in places. But it's somehow strange to see it in real time on Instagram, where it's pretty immediate, because if you don't, I mean, unless you do something where you're doing a throwback, like you usually are posting pretty much as things go along. And even if it's only a couple days or so, you're watching all that happen in real time. And it's strange to see somebody embellish those things with pictures in real time. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you're just writing something and you're writing it from when this happened in the past, whether it was the near past or, you know, farther back, like, I don't think it's as jarring for some reason.
Yeah.
I mean, the girl also seriously, I mean, she was trying to cover up her addiction, which that to me is a more interesting story, honestly.
Yes.
That she was making up a life while she was buying thousands of dollars of furniture on eBay.
That's $6,000.
It's like, oh, people need furniture. I'm like, I don't know any college student who needs $6,000. I don't even have $6,000 worth of furniture.
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah,
I was like, this isn't this. Let's get this story. Like, what is happening?
I think that that would have been a much more interesting story than sort of this. It was sad, but it was also kind of like, yeah, it sucks. But a lot of people have been through that. You learn from it and you move forward. I mean, unless the person was. I get why the girl who wrote the essay probably did it. I mean, if you were that close of friends with somebody and worked with them and then they ended up sort of having all of these issues. I mean, I guess you just capitalize on, I don't know. So.
Yeah. I mean, it is an interesting story. Like, I think it's empowering to be able to tell your own story. And like, if only one story is being out there, like, I feel like it's a good thing to own yours too, but like, I don't know. They both seem like they lack direction and they both seem to have a lot of other problems that I feel like we're missing with this sort of superficial drama.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I don't know. And I struggle understanding how this girl was any more interesting than, I mean, most other people. I mean, other than she had a pretty large following, and at the end of the day, that's gonna sell books.
I mean, it's almost like a million people
following. But her story is not that interesting. And in reading the stuff that she puts on Instagram, and it just,
have you read it?
Like, looking at her Instagram page?
Yeah.
I looked at some of it, and it strikes me as a little girl or a young girl who's trying to be an adult woman throwback from, like, the Victorian era, talking about how romantic things are in life. Which is fine. I mean, I enjoy a little bit of that, but it's a lot. I was like, what? So, yeah. And I also just, people, this is real life. I also was really just sort of, I don't know, I guess it's the stories like her Kat Marnell, who I just still, whether she's a talented writer or not, the girl is just, she's made her fortune off of
being her, just,
I don't know. It's, there's just so much. I feel like there are so many talented people. And it's interesting to see the people who catch and get a break somehow.
Well, it's interesting too that people love to profit off of the like addict artist story.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good point also. And I mean, there's part of me that feels like sometimes the things that I have had that I've struggled with make me more interesting. I feel like, than my everyday existence.
Yeah.
Or now that I sometimes feel like I'm more together. But if I had been trying to do it when I was in the midst of it, it would not. It would have been like just watching a train wreck, basically.
Yeah.
Versus the reflection after the train
wreck. Yeah.
So yeah, there's that. Also, just for because I put up an Instagram post last night for us. I'm trying, people. I attempt to design these things. I don't even know.
You're doing
I took one design class in 2000, so go with that.
In 2000, yeah.
Yeah.
Way back.
Exactly. Bringing it way back. I thought it was cutting edge. My resume looked awesome, which was my final product.
Oh, yes.
So proud of it. Even though somebody's like, it might be a little too creative for somebody who's just trying to get like a job out of college. I was like, I don't care. That's what happens when you're in your 20s, people.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so I am trying to do this Instagram stuff and I'm doing it on my phone. It's a whole thing. But I think I had mentioned to Jill, like, so New York has a every three times a year they do the city of New York plus the IFP does this podcast cohort of 18 people who apply. Like, I mean, I don't know how many people apply. They make it sound like a lot. And you get to go learn about podcasting. Well, everyone, I made it to the first round, but then I found don't get excited. Mm. This is like that it's boo. So last week I was like, oh, I made it to the first round. I'm so fancy. Like out of all the people, they chose around 40 and then they have to whittle it down to 18. So I did my phone interview, which made me very nervous. And I mean, usually I'm pretty good at interviewing, but 10 minutes was a lot, and I was trying to think on my feet about what kind of podcast stories I'd like to tell and what I'd want to do for a job in podcasting. And so then I was waiting on Monday all day because they're like, we're gonna get back to everybody. And then I saw the you have not been chosen, and I was like, so that was a good part of therapy yesterday. They did encourage me to apply for the next one, which is like in a few months. So,
well, that's good to know.
I mean, it's good to know. I am trying not to take it because my initial look at it is you failed and they know you suck and they know that what you think you want to do is ridiculous. So everything negative that I feel like I would want to naturally grab onto is basically what I'm putting onto this. And in talking to my boyfriend and my therapist, they were both like, you have no idea what happened to get it down to 18 people from the 40. And the fact that you made it to that point doesn't mean that they're like, nope, this person actually sucks. We've decided. And that you shouldn't just then give up and be like, it's done. So all you creative people who are used to some level of rejection, feel free to share some thoughts with me.
Oh, it's hard. I mean, out of all the things that like I try to put my photography into, I mean,
it's amazing to me too, because I think Jill is like such a great photographer. She has such an interesting perspective. And then she'll say this and I'm like, well, they just obviously don't know what they're talking about, or maybe it wasn't the fit for the moment and I don't understand their delusion. But it is hard when like it's easier to give the advice than. So.
But when you're in it, it feels so personal. Like, they don't like me.
Yeah. I basically think that it's my fear that people are going to, and this is going to be honest about this podcast, and I've mentioned this, Jill is much more optimistic and also better at this, so I'm trying to learn from her. It's also trying to be like, is this ridiculous? Like, because to me, as much as I am have craved some creative outlet, I can be so type A and so very black and white and linear in my thinking that my expectation is you need to be able to succeed. And if you don't and you fail at some point, then you're a bad person and not good.
You know, just like
sweeping generalizations that really make no sense. But anyway, we are keeping with this podcast and I'm going to apply again, everyone.
You should
keep applying until they're like, just stop sending us. Or until, yeah, they're like, oh my God, we just don't want to see her. Keep applying. We're going to take her. Yes, so yeah, just good Lord, like let's get it over with. Anyway, so
no,
there's that.
It's putting yourself out there, and like everything seems personal, but I feel like just the more that it'll be a organic growth, and the more we keep putting ourselves out there, the easier it gets, for sure.
That's true. And I mean, I do think we are personally, and if anyone has, please, anyone listening, give us insights. Let us know what you think.
Yes.
We want to hear from you. We're going to, on my end at least, try to start being more active in reaching out to you. I know that it's like the summer into fall, back to school, kind of crazy time right now. I'm feeling January is when we'll really hit our stride.
Yes.
When it's like 5 degrees and everybody's like, I have nothing I want to do. But yes. No, I mean, we definitely want to hear from people because we want to improve things. We're also considering, and I'm going to put this out here, and even though I didn't say anything to Jill, possibly changing the color for our logo. So if anybody has any ideas or thoughts on that, I don't know. I don't know. So we don't have access to professionals to do polls, so we may have to do our own poll at some point to see which colors or what do you think.
We need a focus group.
We really do need a focus group. And once we get stickers, I don't want to print stickers till we have a color again.
I know.
Until we've made a final decision if we stay with the pink or not. But anyway, then you can be the first person who gets the new redesign, possibly.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah. So just please let us know how things are. I know there are people from my hometown I've found who apparently have listened to my podcast.
Oh yeah.
I love my parents. They've never listened to it, and I love them, but I hope they never do. They don't need to, but they seem confused by it.
Well, yeah.
And then mentioned the people at home who were like, well, so-and-so know. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't.
Oh, it's so funny.
Yes. The joys of small towns. See, Jill, yes. See what you have to look forward to.
I love it. I love it.
Oh my gosh. Anyway. I've talked too much. Jill, do you have anything else to add?
I don't think so. We're going to have a pretty big episode next week.
We really are going to get my sister on here, people. We are. I'm going over there on Sunday. So as long as everybody's children keep it together.
Yes.
That's
on,
really.
Kids. We got a podcast.
William Iris and Rex, get it together. Brooke and Ashley need a podcast. And the husbands better get on board also.
Yes.
I'm talking to you, Elmo. Anyway. My sister's husband.
So yeah, that's exciting, and things are, you know, we're getting in the groove of this new schedule, and I'm excited about
everything that's happening. I think it'll be good.
Do you have a magical moment? Somebody shared, we have a listener who I believe is in Great Britain. And she actually shared her magical moment on, I think it was our Facebook page.
Aww.
Thank you. I loved it. It was so great. I was like, oh my God, I love this person. I've never met them, but they seem so fun and nice.
That's so sweet.
So yeah, anybody wants to share, again, magical moments, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, I have not even tried because I don't understand it right now. But yeah, do you have any magical moments from this past week?
Let's see. What even happened this week? I don't even know.
Well, my other thought is, did the episode that came out last week was when I was in North Carolina?
Oh my God, were you in North Carolina last week?
Listen, people, this is where we are. What are we? What's going on? I think so. And also, we apologize to some degree for the sound quality from our car recording. It might not have been our best choice. Anyway, you might get a couple more. You'll just have to live. But magical moment from this past week that apparently was 48 weeks long.
This week is not having to drive into school today. Magical moment.
Yes. So you're off today?
Well, I mean, I still have a lot of homework to do.
Sure.
But no driving.
So oh, nice.
I'm feeling like I might take a quick nap, which is, sounds really great.
Really does. Cool. That is a good one. Well, this is a weird one, it's weird. I'm trying not to boast, but it made me feel good. And it was also strange. So it was like
a two for one.
So I went to a dance class on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And the instructor he was such a nice man, and he came over, and I mean, this is the gym, so this is nothing crazy. He came over and he asked my name because I hadn't been to the class before. And I mean, he was doing it to everybody. And I told him, oh, my name's Brooke. And then he kind of he started walking away. Then he came back and he was just kind of looking at me, he was trying to place me. And he's like, what? And then just kind of kept looking. And I'm my initial thought was, I want him to think that you are so stunningly beautiful. That was not what happened, by the way. Anyway. So he goes, what do you do? And I was like, does he think I'm famous or something? Like, what is that? I did not understand what was happening. Cause I'm I don't know where I would know this man from.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm an executive assistant. And he just kept looking at me then. Quite figure it out. And I'm like, do I know him from somewhere? And then he goes, well, you have such a warm and just nurturing presence and aura about yourself.
Aww.
And he's like, really, it's just so, and I'm like, this is in front of the class. And
my God.
It's thank you. I mean, I felt so good. And then I was like, if he knew the fact that I just had gotten so mad at somebody on the subway, he'd be like, what happened to the aura? But I was like, it's one of those things where I do not believe in magicalness, but at the same time, I want it to be sort of true. Cause I'm like, what if I walk around and everybody's like, this girl is just a warm aura. I mean, the guy who...
You do have a warm aura.
That's so nice of you. I don't know if that's always the case, especially the people on the subway that I think, I'd like to push you right now. I mean, that's not very warm. Anyway, it was a bizarre interaction, but it also was kind of nice because I was like, oh, wow. I don't see... And it was one of those times where I had somebody say something... not exactly the same to me, but something similar to me once. And I remember when they said it, I was really depressed and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said it and I was like, oh, if you only knew. And this, I was like, I mean, if you only knew, but at the same time, oh my gosh, my inside slightly match my outside apparent like presentation now. So
I think that's so magical and I love it.
So everyone go get your auras done. Anyway.
I love it. That's a great one.
Magical moments, everyone.
Magical. Yes.
It was also nice after my rejection. It was like, maybe the people from the Made in New York Center will be like, her aura's warm. We're taking her next time.
Yes. There is that warm aura.
We need a warm aura this time. Anyway. So, yes. So, hopefully, my sister was enthusiastic. Sunday, we're recording. Yes. So, next week, Ashley and Jill will talk a lot about being moms, and I'll talk about how I'm happy being an aunt, probably.
Oh, man. Oh, excuse me. All right. Yeah, so stay tuned, y'all. It's going to get wild.
It's going to get wild. And now Jill's got to take her nap, and, well, I should probably go to work. Yeah. So, cool. All right. Well, everybody, okay. Thank you for joining us. You. Share. Please connect with us. Yes. And we will talk to you next time.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.